Hello everyone.
Let me do a very quick discussion on both the HDB resale market and the private property market after the authority has issued fresh estimate on the property price index. According to HDB latest fresh estimate, resale price fell by 0.1% in quarter 1 2026. Now I know what you're thinking. 0.1% only is nothing lah. Small change only. But this is actually huge. If we compare against the 0% growth in the fourth quarter of 2025, the index remains stagnant from 203.7 to 203.6. According to HDB, this is the first price decline in nearly 7 years. Since 2020, HDB price have been climbing non-stop. COVID-19, supply shortage, BTO delays, all pushing buyer into the resale market. But over the past few quarters, things are very much different. Supply bottleneck has almost been cleared. Private property owners have to wait 15 months before they can buy back HDB resale flats. Resale buyers have more choices now, with more MOP supply in the market to choose from. They don't need to rush and overpay with COV anymore. The resale volume also declined by 4.5%, lower as compared to the same period last year. Put all these factors together, and what do you get? Well, it means 2025 will likely be the peak of the HDB market in this cycle. Going forward, I think HDB resale price will stay flat with buyers flocking to the cheaper BTO flats. The situation will only change unless the influx of new citizens and PR chiong all together one shot and scoop up everything. But I think this scenario is highly unlikely. This means those that sell their property has exited at a high price. Congratulations to you. While those that enter has paid a high price for your flat. It's as simple as it is. Now, let's move on to the private property market. According to URA, private property prices still increased by 0.3% in quarter 1 2026. So, prices are still going up. But here's the key. Growth is slowing down. Just a few quarters ago, we were seeing 1%, then dropped to 0.9%, then to 0.6%, and now 0.3%. So what's next in quarter 2 2026? Will it stay flat? At the same time, transaction volume has dropped sharply. Sales transaction volume fell by about 40% on a quarter-on-quarter basis in first quarter 2026. That's why lah. Now I know why my resale listing are all stuck. Not because I'm no good, but because the market is no good. Hence, what does this mean? It means that the private property market is not crashing, but it is losing steam. Buyers are becoming more selective. Buyers are spoiled for choice. Unless your property has a strong unique selling point, like being in a popular location, near schools, freehold, and realistic pricing, your listing will still move. Else, if you're holding on to not so popular listing or property that are not well known, you will have a tough time selling them. Interestingly, that can't be said for new homes. Developers are still very optimistic based on the recent land bids. They're still bidding very aggressively for choice sites. Units are oversubscribed and profit margin is healthy. It seems that buyers are now in favor for new homes instead of resale. That's why I got a feeling that the URA Property Price Index is supported by data from the new home segment. Here, the final question. Is 2025 the peak of the private property market? Well, my honest take is about that. The key turning point will be when buyers are not committing, volume continue to dive, and if the job market stays turbulent, then the property market will start to shift. Otherwise, if Singapore fundamentals stay strong, the economy is still doing well, then business as usual. Here, if you are a buyer, seller, or an investor, what is your take? Will the market continue to dive, stay flat, or continue to inch upwards? Here, please share your thoughts here with me.